Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete from Frequency Cast, the UK technology radio show. In July 2012, we popped along to the London Film and Comic-Con 2012, where we were able to catch a few words with the man in black himself, Dave Prowse. For our August show, we included a shortened version of our interview, but for Darth Vader fans, here's the full interview. I started by asking Dave about one of his other famous roles.
When I did the Green Cross Code, I was 6'7", and I weighed about 20 stone at the time. Like, I was quite big and muscular with it, like, you know. And it was quite strange, actually, because I got Star Wars and the Green Cross Code at exactly the same time. And they came out also almost at exactly the same time. And the Green Cross Code campaign became the most successful road safety campaign that there's ever been. I think we saved something in the region of 250,000 children's lives over the period 1976 to 90. And a lot of it was due to the fact that all the kids knew that the Green Cross Code man was really Darth Vader, and it was Darth Vader talking to them about road safety, you know. I used to do talks around the schools, and I used to end the talk, if I had a little bit of time left over at the end of the school, I used to say, right, anybody got any questions you want to ask me? Like, you know, I saw about 300 kids in front of me. Like, I never, ever got one question about road safety. Never one. Every question I got was about Star Wars, yeah.
So you mentioned a lot of people wanted to ask you about Star Wars. Obviously, that's an amazing role for you. What sort of questions do you get asked?
Well, the very first question, you know, they ever get asked, I say, well, how did you ever get the part? And I say, well, it was quite strange, actually, because I did a very famous film in 1970, which was Stanley Kubrick's Clockwork Orange. And fortunately for me, Lucas saw it in 1971, came out very briefly in 1971. And then because of all the terrible publicity it got when it came out, Stanley Kubrick decided to take it off the circuit. He said, well, that's it, nobody will ever see this film again. And they actually didn't, because it wasn't until he died they re-released the movie. But in that very short period that the film was out, 1971, Lucas saw the film in California and remembered me. And he came over to London in 76, set himself up in the 20th Century Fox offices in London, and said to the managing director of 20th Century, he said, do me a favour. He said, can you find this guy Dave Prowse for me? And so I got called in to see George, and I said, well, if you don't mind me asking, how did you know of me? He said, oh, he said, I saw you in Stanley Kubrick's Clockwork Orange. He said, if you're good enough for Stanley Kubrick, you're good enough for me. Like, and that was it. I mean, I didn't have to act. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to read. He showed me all these conceptual drawings around the room. And then he said, I'd like to offer you one of two parts in this movie I'm doing. And I said, what are the two parts? He said, well, the first one's a character called Chewbacca. And I said, what the hell's Chewbacca? And he says, it's like a hairy gorilla that goes through the film on the goodies. And I said, oh, God, no. And no, I said, you know, I don't fancy that at all. I said, what's the other part? And he said, well, the other one's the big villain of the film, character called Darth Vader. I said, George, I said, don't say anymore. I said, I'll take the villain's part. And he said, Dave, he said, I think you've made a great decision. He said, because nobody will ever forget Darth Vader. And here we are 30-odd years later. You know, travelling around the world on the back of Darth, as it were. Yeah,
absolutely. Although I'm not entirely sure that the costume would be more comfortable than the Chewbacca outfit.
Oh, I don't know. I think they were both as bad as each other, actually. And of course, you know, we filmed Star Wars in during the hottest summer we've ever had in Great Britain, which is 1976. And I mean, we just sweated buckets. And I mean, Peter in the Chewbacca outfit and me in the Darth Vader suit.
Did you manage to keep any souvenirs from on set at Star Wars?
No, nothing whatsoever. Well, I'm not one for nicking, stealing pieces of sort of furniture or souvenirs from the shows, and it never occurs to me. Like, you know, I did the film. I was trying to get away from it, to be perfectly honest, because I started doing the Green Cross Code commercials, and I was getting all these requests to go out and give talks around the schools and things like this. You know, as luck would have it, it became the phenomenon that it is. You know, yeah.
So, obviously, we're here today at the London Film and Comic-Con 2012. Do you enjoy getting out to meet the fans?
Yeah, I do, actually, yeah. I do. Well, I practically do nothing else but this now. I travel all over the world. I'm somewhere in the world, like, almost, I won't say every weekend, but most weekends, I'm travelling around doing shows like this. You know, I do quite a few in America, quite a few on the continent as well. I got one lined up for Madrid. I got another one lined up for Lausanne in Switzerland. I got them lined up all over America, Mexico. You name it, practically. There's hardly anywhere that I've not gone, actually. I mean, Japan is very, very big as well.
And do you still watch any science fiction, either films or TV?
I've only ever seen Star Wars once or twice. I've never been one for going to see it time and time again, like a lot of people do. And I'm not a huge sci-fi fan. You know, I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Star Trek. I've met all the Star Trek people, you know, and I got on very, very well with them all. Like, you know, but I hate to admit to them that I've never actually seen an episode of.
Thanks very much to Dave Prowse for taking the time to talk to us. Before we left, we pointed Dave in the direction of a stand selling Star Trek Next Generation box sets. So you never know. For more coverage of London Film and Comic Con 2012, go to frequencycast.co.uk/LFCC. If you're new to Frequency Cast, we'd love you to become one of our regular listeners. Our shows are free, and here's a sample of what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Now, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast, or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Hi, this is Dave Prowse, Darth Vader from Star Wars, and you're listening to Frequency Cast.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shut down complete.